rest, eternal in blessed repose.
Under the wooden archway entrance to the Ancestors Memorial Park, more than 1,000 silver salmon cutouts line the sides. Each one represents an ancestor brought home to the island. A Russian Orthodox priest gives the new park a blessing, sprinkling holy water among the few dozen community members gathered in the rain for the somber ceremony. For at least 7,000 years, the Aleutic or Chukpiak people have lived across the Kodiak Archipelago, stretching from the Alaska Peninsula up to Kachemak Bay and beyond. Margaret Roberts is a slight woman in her 70s, standing about 5 feet tall in the nearby Aleutic Museum.
When I was growing up, we didn't have anything. We just didn't. So much was taken away from Kodiak Island. And many of our elders had a lot of hurt inside of them because of what they had endured.
Despite her small stature, Roberts is a commanding presence here. She's chair of the Aleutic Heritage Foundation, which is working to get these items back, and not just things. In a sometimes emotional speech, she tells the story of two young girls, 11 and 13, who were relocated from nearby Woody Island to the Carlisle Indian Boarding School in Pennsylvania. They both died there. It's a personal story. One of the girls, she says, was a relative.
We need to bring them home. Honor, love, and respect for all they suffered, and rebury them home again on Kodiak Island.
As recently as the last century, archaeologists would also excavate Alaska Native graves, often without the consent of tribes. Some did it in the name of trying to preserve what they feared was a vanishing culture. But well-meaning or not, the result was thousands of people's ancestors put on a shelf or displayed in cases for museum visitors to gawk at. Passage of legislation in 1990 was an attempt to remedy those wrongs. It directs all federally funded organizations to return the human remains and sacred objects of Native Americans to their original communities. But it's been decades since the struggle began to repatriate cultural artifacts and ancestor remains. Susan Malutin, an Aleutic artist, says the process helps with closure.
They may have taken their remains, but they didn't take their spirit from us. And now both are returned and both are together again. So,
about 24 Native corporations and tribal councils have signed on to a commission with the goal of bringing ancestral remains and artifacts home. Malutin says it's brought people together from across the archipelago.
So this community is an amazing community, and all the different cultures that are here all contributed as one unit. And so it is, like they say, a village, and Kodiak is an amazing village.
Inside the gallery, Aleutic dancers are about to give a performance in honor of the new memorial.
We are so excited to be here.
Some of the dancers are as young as 4 or 5. Many are dressed in elaborate black, red, and white robes. Beaded headdresses, masks, and fur hoods complete the ensemble. Robert says watching young people embrace their culture is stirring. It gives her hope.
Yes, it always brings tears to my eyes and makes my heart swell. We've come a long, long way.
At one time, the community was working to repatriate the remains of hundreds of individuals at once. With the remains from more than 1,200 people recovered so far, now it can be more focused, sometimes working on recovering a single bone from a museum or university collection. The goal is to give respect to the ancestors, to bring them home to a final resting place with decency. As this work continues, the newly built Ancestors Park in downtown Kodiak will serve as a reminder of the importance of protecting the archipelago's heritage. In Kodiak, I'm Kavitha George.